As I was leaving Peru, this was after I've been through a tremendous amount of magical experiences, which involved my whole being, my sexuality, and my interaction with these shamans, I had begun to think over how my experiences there, which had far bordered on a kind of a magic that you may be familiar with, it's called synchronicity. There were synchronicities so abound in this that I can't even tell you how bizarre and strange they were. Let me just tell you this one. Here I am in Lima. I'm just about to fly out to go back to the United States, okay? And while I was in Lima, I thought back of what happened to me just 4 or 5 days before. Just before I came to Lima to leave, I was in the jungles. I was actually in Iquitos, and I was going to take a plane from Iquitos back to Tarapoto, where I was going to be doing some more shamanic ceremonies. I got on the airplane, and the airplane doesn't move. I've just now been through a number of ceremonies in Iquitos with a powerful shaman, and I'm still in a very shamanic state of consciousness at this time. I'm sitting in this airplane, and it doesn't move. It's quiet. I look around at all the people. The plane is full of people, Peruvians, waiting to take off. This plane is supposed to fly to Tarapoto. I'm sitting there waiting. It doesn't take off. Nobody's talking. What is going on? The stewards and stewardesses, which are walking up and down, are not saying a word. There's no announcements. All I hear is a wind blowing on the outside. Now, winds come up from time to time in the jungles of Peru, but this was really rare. This was a rare wind. In fact, the shamans call it El Viento de la Ayahuasca, the winds of ayahuasca. This was a strange wind, and because it was blowing, they were afraid to take off. So I finally, in my poor Spanish, asked, what the hell is going on here? Why aren't we leaving for Tarapoto? And they said, this plane is not to go to Tarapoto. What? No, this plane is not to go to Tarapoto. It is going to go to Lima. I thought, what is going on? We cannot go to Tarapoto. That's all I heard. Finally, the plane leaves and we fly not to where I'm supposed to go, but to Lima, which is very strange. But the minute I arrive in Lima, there are people greeting me at the airport. Who are these people? They had heard that my plane wasn't going to Tarapoto, that I was coming to Lima. That meant I had 4 or 5 days extra in Lima that I wasn't planning on, because I was planning to go to Tarapoto to do more shamanic ceremonies with a shaman in Tarapoto. These were filmmakers. Filmmakers? Who had made a movie called El Viento del Ayahuasca. And they wanted me to see the movie. I said, huh? What? They were the filmmakers. And I said, okay. So I went with them just after checking in my hotel. I went with them the next day, actually, in the afternoon, and went to see this movie, which was in Spanish, but had just been subtitled in English. And who do I see in the movie but none other than the shaman I was just with in the jungles of Iquitos? He's in the movie. He's playing a part. And this is funny. He's a shaman. He's playing the part of a playboy. This is really bizarre. And what is the movie all about? The movie is about a gringo who comes from Lima, who travels into the jungles of Iquitos, where he meets this beautiful, sexy girl called whatever her name was, Nexi. And Nexi has been cursed by the Acrunas, the pink dolphins which swim in the Amazon River in that part of Iquitos. And because she's been cursed by them, she is under their spell. And this guy is under the spell of Nexi. And he is trying to figure out what to do to help her. And in order to help her, the shaman who is leading them and trying to cure Nexi tells him he's got to go through this whole experience of taking ayahuasca, doing the experience, and whatever. Now, he's a gringo. In fact, get this, he's a college professor. Now, I'm looking at this movie that was made 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and made by a Peruvian filmmaker, just about to be released in Mexico at a film festival, and looking for a film distribution in the United States. And the story I'm seeing on the screen is so parallel to what just had happened to me that I can't believe it. Because when my story starts out, I'm in New Mexico. I am looking at my bookshelf. I had just moved into a house which had more space than I had before. So I decided to take all my books out of storage from where they were stored in San Diego. And when I got all my books to my new house in New Mexico, up in the mountain regions where coyotes were abounding, and I could hear them at night, while I was moving in, I had more books than I could use. I decided on the spur of the moment, by the way, I'm starting to do my research for the book on shamanic physics. And while I'm about to move in and I'm looking at all these books, I decided I better get rid of some of these books because I'm not going to use them anymore. So I look into the yellow pages of the phone book. I looked for a bookstore that'll buy used books. And one stands out. It's called the Blue Moon Bookstore. I look out the window at that time, and there's a huge blue moon shining in my window. So I think, maybe I should call the Blue Moon Bookstore. I call the Blue Moon Bookstore. They said, yeah, we'll come up and buy your books. The next day, they come up in the morning. They look at all the titles of my books and say, you know, these are really strange titles. You have books here on magic. You have books on physics. You have books on musical compositions. You have books on India. What the heck do you do? I said, well, I'm a physicist and a writer. And what I am doing right now is I'm writing a book about shamans. Now, here's the owner of the Blue Moon Bookstore who comes up. Not just an ordinary person. The owner comes up. And she says to me, oh, by the way, do you know there's a Peruvian shaman in town right now? I say, huh? What? Yeah. I know where he is. Oh, really? Where is he? He is, now, I am the Woody Allen college professor, Dudnik, who has, you know, not done ayahuasca, not even knowing at that time that I was going to Peru, nothing like that. Here this Peruvian shaman is in town, an ayahuasquero shaman, a guy that uses these ayahuasca, and I'm told where to go. So here's a number, call this number. I call the number, a woman answered the phone, and she's very unfriendly. I say, I'd like to meet and discuss shamans and what shamans do and ayahuasca and all that sort of stuff. Can I come over and meet and talk to the shaman? She says, well, yes, you can, but you can't stay for the ceremony because we're already full up. You only 5 minutes. It's all you can have. I said, okay.